Makis, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Nigmar Dinoy Uborach. This Mishnah really deals with Protim in Bechlal, in the jurisdiction, the power, and the control of Bez. And it's really the finale of Inyone Sanhedrin. Somebody had a din gepaskind on him. Uborach, he runs away. The Mishnah is not Mefarit, but L'choyru, we'll see Behemshech, what that means is Mishnah Nigmar Dinoy, and he's Chai Misurach Manulflon. Blamaisi, he ran away. They didn't get a chance to, he ran away, he broke away, and they didn't get a chance to carry out the sentence. So, Bolofne Oise Bezdin, Ein Soisin is Dinoy. They don't have to dan him. The Psak is a Psak, and even though until the point of the Psak, they go back and forth and back and forth, as we learned by Richus and Mesech Sanhedrin, once the Din is Gepaskin, we treat that Gemara Din as a final product. And it's Chayim Misa without questions asked. Komokoim, Sheyamdu Shnayim V'yoymru. Two people, two Eidim come to Beis Din. Yamdu is always a Lashon that's used L'gabi HaGodah Zedus because they have to stand. And they say to the Beis Din, Eid Nonu B'Shploini Shenigma Dinoi B'Beis Din Shalploini. This is a continuation of the first Din. Here's a point of clarification. This Din that Eidim come into Beis Din Almoini and they made that there was a Psak Din giving down against this Mechuyiv Miso in Beis Din Ploini. They're in Tveria now. He ran away. They say that 2 weeks ago there was a dinter in Tzvas. So the Mishnah clarifies, Komokoim, when they're coming in, they're saying, Taka, that Mi'idin Onu Bishploini Shenigma Din Lu Bezin Shalploini, that it was in that Bezin that he was. They have to be made also when and where and who were the Eidim, Uploini Eidov. The reason for all this is that Lamaisa, they have to be admitted today as Eidim. We don't have to down the case again. Because the Psak Din is a Psak Din and it stands, like we said. But the Eidus over here, you're grabbing a man off the street and you want to condemn him, you want to give him Misa. It has to have due course of being Eidus. If it's Eidus, it has to be Eidus Shiat Yochel Lahazimo. We explained in Sanhedrin that every Eidus has to carry the deterrent that they can always be undone by Mazimim, which is really the theme of this parak. In Cain, they have to say where they saw an Eidus. 2 weeks ago, we were in Tzvas, and Ploini and Almoini were the Eidim, and the Bezdin Paskin Kach V'Kach on him, in order that other Eidim could come along, be Mazim. But Lamaisa, if the Eidus holds up, I raise a Yehorek. Another Din. Sanhedrin, Neheges Boretz U'Bechutz Loretz. The Din of Sanhedrin, even though it's worded in Pasha Shoftim, it sounds like a Din that's Be'eretz Yisrael. Lamaisa, the truth of the matter is, it's not Mitzvah Tlus Boretz. It's nothing to do with the soil of Eretz Yisrael. There's no reason why it should be limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's true B'chutz La'aretz also. Klal Yisrael in the times of the second Beis HaMikdosh had Bate Dinim Kvuim in Bavel. Now the Rav does add a little bit of commentary. And that is that capital punishment, Dine Misa, was only carried out when the Sanhedrin HaGodl sat in the Lishkas HaGozes. The Pasuk says that the ultimate is Elamokim Ashefetim, when they go to ask a question from the Bez Nagodl, the ultimate Mokim is the Mokim of the Dvar Hashem, Ki Mitzian Teitzei Toi Dvar Hashem Yishalayim, and all the Bati Dinim in Klal Yisrael are empowered to the ultimate degree of Dinei Nevoshes only insofar that there's that Bezdin which is on its highest pedestal. The Rav brings a Pasuk, which the Gemara brings, L'bultu Shmoy ala Koyin ala HaShofit. When there's a Koyin, the Pasuk defines listening to the Shofit, going to Sanhedrin, as Koyin v'Shofit. When there's a Koyin who's serving Al Gabi HaMizbeach, that's when the Shoftim Adan Dinei Nefoshes. Actually, the lessening of the power of the Bez Nagadol, and therefore all Bate Dinim lost the power of Dinei Nefoshes, was before the Churban Bayis. A number of years before Churban Bayis, the Sanhedrin and the Lishkas HaGozes left the Lishkas HaGozes and they went to sit a little bit further away from the Mokam Mikdash. The reason for that is because they were showing Klal Yisrael that they know that the Bayis is going to be Nechrav, and from then there was a lessening of their power. Lemaisa, even though the Mishnah is Sosan V'loy Pirush and it says Sanhedrin is Noig Boretz B'chutzlot, it sounds like they're the same. So first of all, we have to know that Sanhedrin have to be Dayonim Smuchim. Dayonim Smuchim, the Rav says, Smuchim La'aretz. We learned in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin that Smicha was only granted in Eretz Yisrael. But there's no reason that Tanoim, Amiroim that had smicha in Eretz Yisrael can't dan in Bovel. The Rav is Moisiv, the Eshlam Rishus, Lodin, Dine, Knoss, Dine, Voshes. All types of Dine, we learned from the beginning of Sanhedrin, are all the power of Sanhedrin. However, at a certain point where the Sanhedrios in Bovel were independent, Lamashon, the times in Amiroim, where very often the Iker Yishuv and the Iker place of Torah was in Bovel, in order to create a clear parameter, the Chachomim and Bovel will mekabel on themselves not to dan dine knosses. We learned about the Sparichus in the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. And they limited, within reason, their powers, the scope of their jurisdiction. That's a din derabbanan. Be'etzem, dayonim that have smicha in Eretz Yisrael can dan dine nefoshes, or dan dine knosses at least, even after there's no Sanhedrin, the Lishkas Hagazos in Chutzlot. There is also a chilek that's mavur in the Braisa of how many does a mitzvah say there is to be mamana shoftim. Shoftim v'shoftim titan lecho b'chol shorecho. And the Gemara says over here in Dav Zayin that the amount of dayonim that there were mamana is different in Eretz Yisrael than in Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael there were mamana in each mokim, even if there's a minimal amount of people, but each mokim in Eretz Yisrael has to have a dayin, has to have a bezin. Mashenkin in Bovel, in a place where there's a minimal amount of people, there's no din. The din of creating Shoftim v'Shoftim is mitzvah that there should be ample ability for Yidden to be able to go to Bezin to settle disputes, and there should be a power of control of authority over Yidden. But in a place where the population is minimal, there doesn't have to be appointed. Now, it's Yisrael, the Mokim, Kedushas HaMokim Gormo, and each place in Eretz Yisrael that's settled with Yidden has to have. So there is a chilik between how dense or how much the dayonim have to be, but there's no din to be mechalik between the two places. It's only chutzal to gabi the authority. Sanhedrin ayreges echad b'shavua nikras chayvlonis. The mission says an interesting thing. Mentioned Sanhedrin, there's so many measures put into place for shoftu edo v'tzilu edo that every din Torah should slant towards the tzad of making a person innocent. Is Memele, it was almost impossible for a Bezin to find a Chiv Misa. Also, who's doing an Avera, Sheyesh by Chiv Misa in front of Edim and being Mati Bepe Mole Atzmoy Lemisa with Hasra? It's an extremely rare thing to the point of being almost non existent. It's there in the Torah for the deterrent factor, but Lemisa, it was Kemat Nana Mitzius Amitis. And therefore, a Bezin that would kill every 7 years was considered a bezin chavlonis, a bezin of chavlonim. Today they use the term mechablim for terrorists. That's the a bezin that were killers. Rabbi Elazar ben Azayi Yomei Echad L'Shivim Shani says even more than that, even every 70 years. It was an almost unheard of occurrence that there should be a death penalty by Yid. Rabbi Tafa and Rabbi Kiva Yomei Milu Ayinu B'Sanhedrin, they say an interesting word. If we would have been the Sanhedrin, Loi Nerag Odomel, the reason why they have to say Ilu Hayinu, what do you mean? Reb Tarfon and Reb Kiva were in the Sanhedrin. They were in the Sanhedrin of Godel Klal Yisrael, the end of the Tkufas Bayis Sheni, and the beginning of the Tkufa after Bayis Sheni. Why would they say Ilu Hayinu? And the answer is Ilu Hayinu in the times when there was capital punishment. That already stopped a number of years before Churban Bayis, which was the Tkufa, by the way, that Reb Kiva rose to prominence. Reb Kiva was killed on Kiddush Hashem Berach 60 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. The first half of his life was during the Tkufa. Famous Gemara with Kalbo Savua, who was Bizman Abayis. So they're saying that they would have a way of patterning up anybody who was ever Oymid for a dintur in Chiyuve Ritzicha or any other Chiyuv. They would have been so marbe bebedikas that they would have been able to confuse any kat of Edim, and they would have been able to free anybody from an accusation. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oymer, there's a limit. Af Hein, Marbin Shev Chidam B'Yisrael, you're taking away the deterrence factor. The deterrence factor has to be on the books. The fact that it was used very, very seldom, that's because Yidna Yidin. But you can't make an official position that we could have patted up anybody. What exactly is the Machloikis? Not clear. Probably has something to do with Hilchus Ritzicha. You see, even the concern of Shimon Gamliel is on Riboy Shviches Dam B'Yisrael, not on Riboy Averis. The deterrence factor, because Klal Yisrael has to completely stamp out any shemitz, any hint to Rachmanel Tzlan of Ritzicha Bayidin. Klai Yisrael can't exist in Eretz Yisrael with Shvichas Dam, Psukim with Roshim, then the Pashas Maseh. And we now go, Bez Hashem, to Perek Sheni, and what we just finished off with is a good place to start. The Torah is Magdim, Psukim Barichus, in the last few Prokim of Pashas Maseh, Legabi the Dinim of Ori Miklot, and Legabi the Din of Eretzech, B'Shoigeg having to find refuge in the Ori Miklot, if not he'd be killed by a Goyal Adam. And the Torah gives warnings to Klal Yisrael that the land shouldn't have any Shvichas Dam. You look at the Psukim over there, it's clear the Torah is emphasizing that the schus of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael has to do with a heightened awareness of Kedushas HaChaim and zero tolerance for Ritzicha. A society, you see it in today's world, a society where Ritzchim are tolerated, they're given space, they're given the benefit of the doubt, is a society which has no schus to be, no schus kim, no schus to be in this guy. So Mamela, Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, before Klal Yisrael goes in Sefer Dvarim, at the end of Sefer Bamidbar, that's the Ikir Dogish. And what we just said of Shalayu B'Shev Chidam B'Yisrael is very much the basis for the Perek of Elo and Agolim, which deals with the Dinim of Ari Miklot. Remember that Mesechus Makos is a Hosofa on Sanhedrin, and there's three parts of Dinei Sanhedrin, protocol of Einchim that are given, that didn't really have expression in Mesechta Sanhedrin. The first one was the Din of Edim Zayman, which is very subjective to whichever Aveira they were, Kasha Zomun Lassus Loch, if that's the Kenyah Saloy. The second Perek is Golus, which is really part of Parshas Ritzicha, like we just said. The Torah Lamashal warning against tolerance for Reitzkim is Hain not giving in on Ritzicha Bemezid, not finding any excuse to pater Ritzach from Chiv Misa, and B, not being lax in setting up Ari Miklot and setting up the whole system where anybody, Rachman and son, who found himself in that situation would have to run away and it would be strictly enforced. Perek Shlishi, we'll see about Dine Malkis. Here we have Elohim HaGoylin. Who goes into Golus? Ha'hoirik Nefesh Bishgoga, this is the Klal. Makish v'meis v'asher l'tzodo v'lekim in eliyodoy. Pasuk is in Parshas Mishpatim. V'samti l'chom mokim asher yonu shom. The Torah is not mefaret in Parshas Mishpatim. Which place does he have to run away to? That's expressed parichus in the Yishuv Ha'oretz, in the Chalukas Yishuv Ha'oretz, in Parshas Maseh. What are the cases of Ahirik Nefesh Bishgoga? No, anybody who kills anybody. Not so. Not so pashut. There's a whole klal here, how it has to be. The klal ha'godl in this is that it has to be, we'll see, Derech Yerido. Hoya ma'agel b'ma'agilo, he was rolling with, this is like a, something made out of stone, that they used to use to fix the roof. It was like smearing down, not paint, but like pitch, to waterproof the roof. And it was a heavy kli, and he was rolling on a downward slant. It slipped out of his hand, v'nofla olov, and it fell on somebody below, v'haragot n'gatu, and it killed him. He was letting go of a barrel. It's filled with water, and it's on a rope. The rope slipped out of his hand. Benofla olov, v'haragatu, and it killed somebody below. He fell going down a ladder. He tripped, lost his bearing, lost his footing, fell, landed on top of somebody, killed him. So all these three, his hariga was losing himself that caused him to go downward. Either the kli that was biyodoy, the kli that was held by a rope, or his goof itself. If he was pulling the magilo kli upward, and he let go of it by accident, he was pulling the barrel of water up from the well, and it broke. He's going up, and he took a bad step, and he tripped. Here the Ritzach is Derech Aliyah. The bottom line over here is Derech Aliyah, and Derech Yerida is Aklal. The Mishnah emphasizes it. Kol shev Derech Yerida say Goyla, v'shaloi v'derech Yerida say Eine Goyla. Before she brings from the Gemara, why does the Mishnah have to re-emphasize it? Kol shev Derech Yerida say. We already just explained the Prati Din, it's clear what the Klal is. And the answer is, the Gemara coins a famous term. It's used as a sprach. Yerida shi l'tzarech aliyah. A person is doing something down, but it's l'tzarech aliyah. For instance, he's waving an axe in front of him in a downward arc in order to then bring it up and chop a tree. That's also Derech Aliyah, even though right now it's going in a southward arc, Be'etzem it's Derech Aliyah. So that also would not be Chayiv. Now it's important to understand what the reason for this is. Is Derech Aliyah worse than Derech Yerida? The Rambam says no. The Rambam explains in Hilchos Ritzeach Perek Vov is that when a person is going, when a person is moving something in a downward tilt, there's a certain amount of negligence if he doesn't hold on. When he's going upward, the slipping down is more of an onus. So it's not the pshat that he doesn't go into golus because it's more and golus doesn't help him. He's not mechuyev golus because that's called a shoygig that's carved la'onis. Not a shoygig like in the Hilchos Shabbos when a person didn't learn halach and he doesn't know that a certain act is bayrus. So there you didn't learn, but the ma'aseh you did the act willingly. Over here he didn't mean to do the act. He did it mamish b'shoygig. It slipped. This type of slipping is karv la'inis. It's not called his ma'aseh to be mechayiv him to go to Ari Miklat. Only when it's derech you read the mamish. Nishma tabarzel mikatoi v'horag. The Torah actually speaks about this type of case when a person is chopping wood. The Torah in Parshas Shoftim gives a specific case, even though Batsim Harigu B'Shoigeg should be any type of case. Today's world, the easiest case would be Rachman son, somebody's negligent, ran a light, and he killed somebody. Didn't do it B'Meza, of course not. They call it manslaughter, not murder. But the Pasuk says a case which was then, Asher Yova Yisrael Bayari comes into a forest with his friend Lach Davetz in the cut wood. V'nitcho yode bagarzen, his hand went on the axe, lichres oetz. V'noshal abarzel mena eitz, the metal of the axe slipped off the eitz. U'motza Yisrael, it flew in and made contact, Rachman Alzlan, with another yid v'meis. Hu yonos alach zohar me'ela v'okoi. He has to run away to the Irmiklon. He'll survive by finding refuge in the Irmiklon. The Gemara is going to say now, Machloikis, Tanoim, Rebbe, and the Chachomim had to touch these words. We just read the words. What happened, the tragedy happened because V'noshal Abarzel Minoetz, U'motzos Re'eyu. So Rebbe holds that V'noshal Abarzel Minoetz means it slipped, the barzel, the axe, the part that killed, slipped out of the wood that's being caught. What's called V'loshna Gemara Ho'itza Amisbakea. The wood that's being caught. Im Kain, if the metal itself flew in the ear, that's not the case that Torah is talking about. The case, V'noshal Abarzel Minoetz, is what slipped, what created pressure was Minoetz HaMizbakeh, and the Etz HaMizbakeh, a piece of wood went flying from the tree that he's cutting, or the wood that he's chopping, and it went flying and it killed somebody. But not the metal killed. The Chom, no, that's the Pasuk. The pasuk v'noshal habarzel mino eitz means the barzel slipped off the eitz, namely the handle of the axe, and that went flying. So this case is the case of the pasuk. So according to Chacham, this is the case where it says hu yonos alach zohar me'ela. According to Rebbe, it's not the case. So me'ela what? Mishnah doesn't say. So according to Rebbe, what is that? Is that more? Is that less? Now the faket. Minoetam is bakea from the wood. What we just said, the wood went flying, and that killed Rebbe Yom and Goyla. That's the pasuk. That's what it's talking about. Vacham moimimene Goyla. That's not the pasuk. So again, we're left. If the Chacham hold, that's not what the pasuk is talking about. So ma dinoi, the Mishnah doesn't say. Most of the Rishonim say that the pshat is that according to Rebbe, if the metal slipped off the metal of the axe slipped off the handle, that's a pshia. That means that's not just something with a little bit more force or a slippage. That means you're working with faulty materials. Working with an axe where the metal could slip off the handle means it wasn't secured properly. That's a pshia. That's a shogeg that's carved the pshia. B'meila, the halacha is a shogeg carved lemezid doesn't have the refuge of Yermichel. We'll see what that means in Yetzer Hashem. But what it means to say is he's worse than the Ritzach B'Shoigeg. According to the Chachamim, if the case is that, so obviously that's called a Shoigeg. And Faket, the case with some of the wood went flying, that's a case where he couldn't have anticipated at all. It's not him that slipped, or it's not something that slipped out of his hand. that something went flying. He has no idea what the density of the wood is. Could happen. So in that case, it's korov loinus. In that case, you won't even need golus. So there's always two possibilities when we say a case is not the case of being chayiv golus. It's too much. It's too much negligence, and then it's called korov lemezid. Or it's not enough negligence that he has to run le'er miklot. He's potter from running to le'er miklot because it's korov loinus. We'll have to see what the din practically of those two is in the Mishnah's Abolenu.